Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where it's time to ask a great question, which is, when do we get back to normal? What does normal mean? And is there something worthwhile about normal life in America? I actually think there is. And this is a question having to do with the environment, having to do with wildfires and floods and more. We're going to be talking to Bjorn Lomborg, one of the world's leading climate experts, on what exactly is going on and whether, for instance, the wildfires that have done such a terrible job, at least before the rains came, to the air quality in the Seattle area. I can't believe it. For several days, the better part of a week, the city of Seattle had the worst air quality in the world. And why is that? Does that relate to climate change? Does that keep us from getting back to normal? Will we ever get back to normal? And then, of course, that has to do with politics as well. There's a piece by Ron Brownstein that's gotten a lot of attention that we will go over. It's in Atlantic, and it asks the question why politics has become so stressful. That right now, he argues, politics is rigid in the United States. It's the same thing, election after election after election, at the same time that it's unstable. And that sounds like a contradiction of terms, is it? We can get to that. Talk about unstable. The big attention last night was at the eagerly awaited debate between the two candidates for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. This is, all of a sudden, the most attention-getting race in the country. And it may be because both of the candidates are so unusual. They are not normal. I mean, John Fetterman in particular, to actually watch him trying to cope with the debate. And the point is, you have to go back and you have to watch him before his stroke. And before his stroke, he was kind of the same. This is not simply somebody who had an unfortunate medical emergency and now, by the way, refuses. He was asked about a debate last night. He's not going to make his medical records available, which is outrageous. And by the way, people were, I think, rightly indignant about Trump not making his medical records fully available. Certainly not the way that previous candidates have done. Well, what about Fetterman, who clearly is facing some cognitive issues and some other issues? It's actually one of the most cringe-inducing debate performances ever seen. Here is a collage with some of the highlights and lowlights of the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, a longtime mayor of the small city of Braddock, Pennsylvania, but John Fetterman, the putative front runner in the Senate race. I'm not sure the is after last night, but some of the highlights from the debate that was put together last night. This has been arranged by Town Hall. Listen.
Hi, good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz rule, that if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate. Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full time, you should be able to live indignity is well true. And I believe they haven't had any businesses we can't have businesses being subsidized by not paying individuals that just simply can't have to pay their own way.
Okay, does this remind you of anything? You know what reminds me of? It reminds me of Miss South Carolina. Honestly, she wasn't running for Senate. She was running for Miss South Carolina. I guess it was for Miss USA. But, it's extraordinary. And, by the way, it doesn't get better. Listen.
The abortion decision should be left up to states, and specifically when John Fetterman...
You roll with Doug Mastriano. That's what I run on. That's what I believe. And I've always believed that the choice belongs women and their doctors.
I don't support fracking at all. I never have.
I've always supported fracking.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking. Here, his family's company was levied the largest fine for ingration hiring of immigrate illegals. And I think he should sit this one out about in terms of what a secure border.
Brilliant, right? I've been reading some of the emails that have come in response to Fetterman's towering performance. And people say, look, being in the U.S. Senate is the easiest job in the world. You don't have to have a functioning brain. All you have to do is listen to Chuck Schumer, who would be your Senate leader. He'll tell you whether to vote yes or no, aye or nay, and that's it. Then you're done. Except, actually, ideally, you are supposed to do a little bit more than that. There is such a thing as actually forming your own independent decision. But apparently not for Democrats. For people who are defending this, it is just extraordinary that they are. Some voters were reacting to the Fetterman-Oz debate together with Chris Cuomo on his new program that airs now on News Nation. And listen to the reaction to what is going on with John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee. This is 6.5.
I'm an independent, by the way. I was definitely leaning towards Fetterman, and I think I have totally changed to the Oz side.
Why?
I felt that Fetterman just looked like he didn't have command of the facts. I do think his condition, unfortunately, is going to affect his ability to do the job. I thought Oz was pretty clear on the issues, and I thought he presented himself well.
Well, I am a registered Democrat, and I was really focused on what I would hear from the candidates on the issue of abortion, because I want to have control over my own maternal health choices. I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to go on Election Day.
Okay, but again, the fact that she's not sure is another indication that Fetterman's performance didn't help. Chris Coons, who is a senator from Delaware, and Delaware, of course, is like kind of part of Pennsylvania because it's the same media markets largely, but he actually, this senator who took the, I think it was Joe Biden's seat that he used to occupy for all those years from Delaware. Chris Coons indicated that he found this debate to be difficult to watch. Why would a Democratic senator say that? We will get to that and to more other debates last night, too, and all kinds of political news. And then that fundamental question, when do things get back to normal? Why are politics so stressful? That and more coming up.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, the Michael Medved Show. Hey, Jer, do you want to just play that greeting from would-be Senator John Fetterman, the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, the way that he began his opening statement at the debate, which I think will be immortal in the history of American politics and the history of televised political confrontations like the debate last night. Here's how he began, and it just couldn't be more artful. Listen.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
That was at the beginning. Say goodnight, Gracie. Hi. Good night, everybody. Okay. So, at that point, he was done. At that point, Senator Bob Casey, who would be his Senate colleague, in the increasingly unlikely event that John Fetterman is the next senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey thought that Fetterman just did a magnificent job. Listen.
Economy is tough for a lot of families. So I think that message came through very clearly. I think his answers were very direct. I think there's some real question on the other side about a number of answers where there didn't seem to be a yes or no. But I think John did very well.
Yeah, sure. He did just great. Another Democratic senator and a much finer senator than Bob Casey. That would be Chris Coons from Delaware, who sometimes can be a little bit more moderate than some of his Democratic colleagues. He said this about the Senate debate. This is clip two.
Why would you say that voters should be more concerned about, say, Mehmet Oz, including his problematic abortion answer, than John Fetterman, including his problematic fracking answer and his health issues?
Well, Brianna, those are exactly the sorts of things that Pennsylvanians will be weighing in the just 12 days left of campaigning before the midterm elections. I watched the debate last night. It was hard to watch, frankly.
Yeah, it was hard to watch because you don't know. I mean, John Fetterman is 6'8". He's back up to about 400 pounds. No, really. And won't make his medical information available at all. And again, difficult to watch. Well, there's this clip, and again, it's a unbelievably eloquent and profound and transparent. That's what a New Yorker writer said. This is John Fetterman again on the most American bargain. This is clip 15.
I have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full-time, you should be able to live in dignity as well, true. And I believe they haven't had any businesses you can't have businesses being subsidized by not paying individuals that just simply can't evade to pay their own way.
Simply can't evade to pay their own way? And here is what a writer for The New Yorker said in reaction to Fetterman's appearance at the debate. This is 6.8.
I think it's tough to say whether or not it will wind up being an asset with voters, but it was certainly an example of such remarkable transparency, the opposite of what the Oz campaign has sort of asserted, which is that he's somehow hiding something about his health. I mean, showing up for an hour debate, and it was, as he said, starting out, he said he was going to talk about the elephant in the room. You played the clip. He said, I'm going to miss words. And you could tell, I wrote in my story about how in my interview with him, there was a moment where he became frustrated and stressed out, and it made some of his communicative problems worse. And I think that this context, and what you described as the insanely high stakes of this election, this single debate, clearly, this was a candidate who was feeling stress, and there was such intense scrutiny, often ableist scrutiny, on how he was going to communicate, and he just did a debate in front of, the nation.
Okay, and again, they set up low expectations, so as long as he didn't drool, it was supposed to be a successful debate. But he did worse than drool. And the idea that it's ableist to expect that you have a United States senator representing your state. And it is beyond belief that the Democrats of this country would suggest that, honestly, in a major state like Pennsylvania, that this is the best possible representation for their party. I mean, honest to goodness. And the idea that you go to the U.S. Senate to get rehabilitated from some of the impact of the stroke. Listen to Fetterman before. We have to get some and play it, Jeremy. But before the stroke, he was no whiz at debates either. And the idea that it's such wonderful transparency, why should he be the only one in the country who doesn't come forward along with his competitor, his opponent, and answer questions directly? Chris Cuomo asked a question, which, by the way, is a question that I guess is intended to make people feel sorry for John Fetterman. But isn't it a legitimate question, really, for someone who is running for the Senate of the United States, who's going to be one of the 100 people, and that's all there are, who actually make decisions that impact all of us, maybe even the deciding vote as to whether the Senate will be controlled by Republicans or Democrats? Here's what Chris Cuomo had to say, clip 5.
In politics, you absolutely have to be able to articulate,
right,
and argue and convince. So how you say it matters. Sure. But the basic issue is the brain function intact? Do you have the ideas? Can you form the thoughts? How do you break down those two different ideas?
Well, and how do you break down the fact that they played and they put in writing up there his statement from 2018 where he said, I have never supported fracking. And I don't support fracking now. This is 2018. And then he gets up there and says, I always support fracking. And then just basically couldn't answer whether he supported fracking or not. By the way, is that a crucial issue involving climate? On all issues involving climate, we like to go to Dr. Bjorn Lomborg, who is the leader of what's called the Copenhagen Consensus. He's worked with hundreds of the world's top economists and 7 Nobel laureates to find and promote the most effective solutions to the world's greatest challenges. Is one of them climate change? And is that climate change responsible for the wildfires that caused that terrible deterioration of Seattle weather? And weather and destruction everywhere. Is there a relationship between those catastrophes and catastrophic change in our climates? We'll be speaking with Dr. Bjorn Lomborg coming right up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration is taking actions to put more money in the pockets of American families. Speaking from the White House on Wednesday, Biden saying he's going to eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks and those fees you pay when you upgrade your airline tickets.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
The man behind the wheel in the Wisconsin parade massacre is being convicted.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count two of the information.
He killed six people and injured over 60 others. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, there are people who talk about environmental issues all the time. And yes, they are important and they can be important, particularly when they affect our lives. We had uncharacteristically horrible air in the Great Northwest last week, the week before that as well. And which is a strange thing because most of the time, of the 50 largest cities in the United States, Seattle traditionally has had the best quality air. No, really. So what happened? Well, we're told it was wildfires, but was it really climate change? To answer that question, and again, I've been deluged by phone calls and emails and more trying to connect climate change with the terrible air quality that temporarily afflicted the Seattle area. Jan Lomborg researches the smartest ways to do good with his think tank, the Copenhagen Consensus. He's worked with hundreds of the world's top economists and 7 Nobel laureates. For his work, he is named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. And his most recent pieces are about net zero, which is a disastrous idea, and empty gestures, and the proof that the Earth really is improving. We will get to that. First off, Bjorn, is there any evidence at all that climate change is behind the wildfires in the west coast of the United States and elsewhere?
Hey, Michael, it's great to be back. So, look, it is likely that climate change plays a smaller part. So it's not implausible to imagine that you would actually see more fire weather, which means that it's more likely that in any given circumstance that you will see more fires, for instance, igniting and burning. But the vast amount of reasons why you're seeing more fire in the U.S. West is because you have suppressed fires for so long and are not burning your undergrowth. So essentially, you're building up more and more fuel, and then when these fires go off, they become incredibly large. And so, again, the point here is, it's not that climate change is not a problem, and we need to be real about this is one of the many issues we should fix. But if you actually want to have an impact, you should have many more prescribed fires for fire, and you should also, as other people worry about, that more people are going to be affected by fire. That's mostly because almost everyone who have moved into these areas where fire happens are obviously much more at risk to actually getting burnt by these fires. So we should have more building codes. We should have better zoning so that we make sure people don't move into very dangerous zones. These are very simple, cheap things that would help much more and actually cut down on many of the risks from fire and all the other challenges that are going to come from global warming and the need from the future.
Yeah, in terms of that future, you have a powerful column, which I'm sure is wildly controversial, suggesting that the Earth really is improving. It's not a Chicken Little question of the sky falling and us all dying in our own gases. How is the Earth improving?
Well, so it's actually surprising that you say that this would be controversial. If you think about it, you know, some of the most obvious issues in the world is air pollution. So air pollution, certainly indoor air pollution, has dramatically reduced in the rich world. You might say, what is indoor air pollution? And in some sense shows my point. This was the most dangerous thing in the rich world around the turn of last century, so around 1900. Because when you're poor, you cook and keep warm with dirty fuels. We use coal and many other things. In most of the developing world today, they will use dung and cardboard and wood. This kills an enormous amount of people. So the World Health Organization estimates somewhere between 1.6 and 2.6 million lives each year. The reason why this is no longer an impact in the rich world is, of course, you don't use coal to keep your home heated. You don't use coal out in the kitchen. You don't have burning fires. You have it in your power station, and so you have clean homes. We've actually seen a dramatic reduction in the impact of indoor air pollution. But, of course, also in the rich world, we've seen a dramatic impact in the reduction of outdoor air pollution because we are richer and we can afford to make better environmental policies. So the idea here is to recognize that in many different ways, the world is much, much better. Let me just mention one thing on climate. When people talk about the incessant stream of disasters that you hear, heat waves, floods, wildfires, and storms. If you actually look at the data, over the last 100 years, humanity has gotten incredibly much safer. In the 1920s, on average, about 500,000 people died every year from these climate-related disasters. Today, that number is down below 20,000. Actually, last year, it was just below 7,000 people. We've seen a reduction in vulnerability from extreme weather events of about 99%. And this, of course, has nothing to do with climate, but everything to do with the fact that we're richer and hence much more resilient.
And by the way, the issue which has always concerned people who are alarmists about the Earth's future, the issue of starvation, of hunger, there's been a remarkable change for the better, as you point out.
Oh, absolutely. So we've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of people that die, and this is especially small children, from about 7 million down to less than 3 million. Now, remember, 3 million is still terrible, and we can do a lot better, and we are predicted to do a lot better because we have more mastery, because we make sure a lot of people get out of poverty, and that enables their families to buy more food, especially for the children. So it's very likely that we will see a dramatic reduction till 2050. Now, global warming actually means that overall we will still see more food being produced. Food prices will still be such that most people will be able to buy ever more food. But global warming will make it slightly harder. And so what we'll see is, instead of seeing a reduction by 2050 in malnutrition of 68%, it will only have been reduced by 64%. Now, that's less good than 68%, but remember, a reduction of 64% by 2050 is still outstanding, a huge testament to how much better things are. And this is the double thinking that people just can't handle in their heads. Yes, global warming is a problem. No, it's not the end of the world. Global warming doesn't mean the world is going to run off at rails. It means the world will get much, much better, slightly slower.
And considering how long it takes to build the new rails that they are trying to build to combat climate change, at least we're told. I'm still talking about that. I think they're talking now about the 22nd century for completing the new bullet train in California. A quick word on your reaction to the anti-oil protesters who are throwing foodstuff at immortal masterpieces of art.
Well, it's hard to take them seriously. Look, first of all, you're worried about food and then you throw food in these paintings. Secondly, again, it doesn't help us to be panicked. We need to be smart about tackling climate change, right? We don't do that with panic. We do it with smart policy decisions like we talked about.
Yes, and don't be misled by the fact that they call it oil painting. That's actually not using petroleum. great pleasure always to speak to Björn Lomborg. His most recent pieces are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Always so important to get his balanced and responsible point of view. Any balanced and responsible points of view in last night's political debates and the fate of this election? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sometimes there are news items that just the way they are worded actually gets you to scratch your head a little bit. There is a piece from the Associated Press which declares that as many as 516 people will be brought to trial this week, and four reportedly face charges that carry the death penalty. These individuals will be punished, and this punishment will be a disincentive, said Gholam Hossein Mohseni Ejei, Iran's chief justice. They carry the death penalty. These individuals will be punished, and this punishment will be a disincentive. Well, I guess if you're killed, it's kind of a disincentive to commit unspeakable crimes, like going out in public with your hair uncovered. The idea of looking at capital punishment in Iran as a disincentive, I know they might be meaning a disincentive for other people, a warning. Meanwhile, speaking of a warning, we had on yesterday Avi Loeb, who is one of the 16 scientists. And he has remarkable credentials. I mean, he's a tenured, he actually holds two tenured chairs at Harvard. And he is somebody who very much believes that there is intriguing evidence of life elsewhere in the universe. And we're talking about that. And an email came in from Christian in California. And he writes, if you're talking about NASA's new UFO UAP investigation today, there is something I'm curious about. You're always quick to dismiss any notion of alien life, whether it's visiting Earth or existence on other planets, moons, in and outside of the solar system. Is it simply that you don't think it exists, or on some level you don't want it to exist? I have heard before that a reason governments would cover up the existence of extraterrestrials is that they could threaten world religions, though nowadays it seems much harder to make that case. If we do find conclusive evidence of alien life, intelligent or otherwise, how would it affect your beliefs at all? And I would tell you not at all, because, again, with a universe as vast as we know this universe to be, to claim that there is a provable level of certainty that There is no other planet anywhere in the universe where life exists. That's not something that you can say with any certainty at all. And I don't see any religious text or anything in my own personal religious belief that would contradict that. And would it affect my religious beliefs at all if it turns out that, well, there is some form of life somewhere else in a different galaxy? No. What it would do is it would take away what I think is one of the strongest arguments for the existence of God, who is a creator God and created human beings. Because if in the literally trillions of solar systems, stars, galaxies, the vastness of the universe as we understand it today because of the space telescopes we've been able to use, with that vastness of space and that vast variety of opportunities for life to exist, if it's singular, if it only exists once, that's kind of an argument for, well, there's a book called Privileged Planet, which has been very influential to me. We had Guillermo Gonzalez, who was one of the authors of that book, who was on our show on several occasions. And one of the things that people do write about today, and I think that all sides can acknowledge this, is that for life to exist, there needs to be such a perfect combination of water and temperature and the gases available to you. For instance, I think they believe now that the idea of life on Venus, which they once thought to be likely, actually, that no way, because of the kind of atmosphere that they have on Venus. In any event, all of this goes to one of those great riddles of the universe, which is if there is no life anywhere and there is a creator God, why this sprawling, huge, infinite level of creativity? What purpose does that serve? And who knows? But that is, it seems to me, worth considering. And Christian, thank you for I think an intelligent email and question. Lee Zeldin was, I think, intelligent and effective last night. There is yet another piece in the New York Times about how Kathy Hochul, who's still running ahead in the polls in New York, but she's apparently desperate because of the speed at which Lee Zeldin, her Republican opponent, is closing the gap and has a real shot at winning the governor's race in New York State. Here's what he had to say last night in their debate about crime and punishment and protection in the state of New York. Clip 12.
You got people who are afraid of being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. They're being stabbed, beaten to death on the street with hammers. Talk to the Asian American community and how it's impacted them with the loss of lives. Jewish people targeted with raw, violent anti-Semitism on our streets. It just happened yet again. We need to be talking about all of these other crimes, but instead, Kathy Hochul's too busy patting herself on the back. Job well done. No, actually, right now there should be a special session. The state legislature should come back and they should overhaul Cassius Bail and these other pro-criminal laws with zero tolerance, but they're saying, elect me. She says, elect me, and then you'll find out where maybe I'll stand on this issue in January.
Okay, very effective, and I think that people who looked at their encounter, he was aggressive, Lee Zeldin, he is. He's a congressman from Long Island and a mainstream Republican, and again, she is desperately now trying to respond on this issue of crime, which is a major issue and rising across the country. There's also in one of the other debates that occurred last night. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who has been considered a rising Republican star, even been discussed as a possibility for president or vice president, she wasn't great in her debate. She made a very serious mistake about discussing school closures, which her opponent, the Republican, and very much a pro-Trump Republican named Tudor Dixon, she was attacking Governor Whitmer about the school shutdowns. And this is Governor Whitmer defending herself, clip 10.
Governor, you've been in office for 4 years now. Harry Truman said the buck stopped at your desk. You've had 4 years to try to fix education in this state. Why is it not where you would want it to go at least 4 years ago, where you said you wanted to go?
We've also had some historic challenges over the last few years, I think, to put it lightly. You know, Mrs. Dixon says that I kept students out longer than any other state. That's just not true. I worked closely with my Republican and Democratic governors, and kids were out for 3 months.
Okay, they weren't out for 3 months. They were out for well over a year for millions of kids in the state of Michigan. And, of course, this is being brought up concerning Gretchen Whitmer. I do think that Republicans should be careful. Again, right now there is a sense that we overreacted and schools were closed down too frequently and too readily and kept closed down for too long. But I do think we should go back and recognize that we did lose a million people in terms of deaths from the pandemic. It was not a false pandemic. And some of the provisions that were made, some of the development of vaccines and the extent of vaccines were actually important. And this may be important again if, as many people predict, going into this winter, we have another wave with another threat of infection. All of that should be taken seriously and not just used as a political football for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.